Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a weekly message from Jesus. Each Wednesday morning, we try to bring you a message from our Lord, and so far they have been spectacular. Please tell your friends about them. Word of mouth is the best way to spread the news of our show and to bring people to listen. So our Father is here, and we will begin. Hello, everyone. Yes, Barry is correct. Word of mouth is the best way to spread information. When I walked the earth, it was basically the only way to spread information. I had a message that I needed to deliver. I knew that I had a limited time to deliver it. I knew I had about three of your years, and then I was going to have to return to heaven. I did my best to do the best for people that I could do when I walked the earth. I sacrificed much in my life. I had a wife and family that I loved truly and that I had to leave. But I did it so that my personal sacrifice would allow others to understand the Word of God. I wanted everyone to know that truly there was a heaven. I wanted everyone to know that there was a God. I wanted everyone to know that if they lived a good life, helped others, that they truly would join me in heaven. I told them that. Now, I had the ability to heal. I had the ability to do miracles. People need proof. I used my miracles as proof of who I truly was. The Romans did not appreciate what I was doing, obviously, because I was speaking of a God that was not one of theirs. They worshiped many gods, none of which existed. You see, their worship was pointless. They were not worshiping any god related to the true God. I guess one way to phrase it would be that they were wasting their time. I wanted to show them the way, the light. I wanted them to understand that God truly existed, that he could help them, that he would give them a way of life that would bring them happiness, that those that believed in God would live a life that was as good as it could be under the historic circumstances. I knew that my sacrifice was going to change people's lives for many, many years to come. I had to do what I had to do. You see, how many of you out there are willing to sacrifice to help others? Now, I'm not asking that you get on a cross and be crucified and died. That was the ultimate sacrifice for me. And all of you out there that are listening have no need for that. But sacrifice time. Give up time to help others. If you have excess funds, use those funds to help others. Take time out of your life to know what it is to understand the true joy of helping others. Go down to the local charity and offer your time. Once you work in a soup kitchen, believe me, you will understand things differently. You will understand that there's homeless people out there, that the last thing they want is to be homeless. Circumstances beyond their control have taken away their lives, their means of raising a family, sending their children to college, all of the things that you may take for granted. These poor people have not been able to adapt or to change those around them. Sacrifice your time to select individuals that are qualified to run for political office. There are many individuals that are terrible politicians. All they're looking for is wealth and power. Check out the net worth of people before they obtain high political office and what it is, what their net worth is when they retire. It's obvious that at the rate they were paid, there is no way they could have made that money, honestly. You are living in very difficult times. It is only by laying a foundation of belief in God that you can truly excel in these times. You may not excel financially. You may not gain fame. But you can have a personal assurance that you lived the best life that you could live. There are many people out there that consider their lives a failure. Sadly, many of those people don't believe in me. You see, I love everyone. I love every individual. I even love those that speak against me. I love them, but I will treat them like children. You see, when they return, they will be judged for how they lived their lives. Their guides will tell them. And because they have not followed my commands, they're not going to advance in my heaven. They may actually be put into lower levels because that they refuse to accept my presence and my words. Children need to be punished in order to show them right and wrong. Now, I'm not talking about beating them or starving them or doing the many things, the terrible things that people do to children. But taking away a prized toy to show them what it is not to have, that is highly acceptable. The children are the leaders of the future. You hear me say that almost every week. The children need to be taught. You're seeing this younger generation having terrible problems. Many of them don't want to work. They don't want to get jobs. They would rather play games on computers. They get lost in the real reality, which is you have to live a good life. You have to gain employment. And you have to have love in your life. You have to know people. You have to have families. There are many things you need to do to bring happiness. They think they're enjoying themselves sitting in front of their computers playing games. That is an endless road. Some people become so involved, I've seen them commit suicide because they lose games. Can you imagine something like that? Taking your own life because you could not win at a game. Maybe if you look at life as a game, maybe if you thought that getting a job was part of a game, you do better. The younger generation has got to understand the path to success. They've got to understand sacrifice. Everyone that has achieved in their lives has sacrificed at some time. Many of the great actors of the 40s and 50s sacrificed by giving up their careers to fight in the World War to protect their country. How many of the young today, if you were truly involved in a war, would give up playing their games to join the military to defend the country. You're living in terrible times, and the young are the only ones that can save it. They have to be trained properly, and they have to be shown the light. And they have to understand that there are times that everybody must sacrifice something. I want all of you to understand that what I speak of is not that difficult. Common sense can do a lot for you. Look around you and see all of the miracles that exist, the newborn baby, the mountains, the ocean, all of the life that lives on the planet with you. There's a great balance. When I created the planet, I created everything in balance. Now it seems like humans are trying to get everything out of balance. They've created weapons that can destroy, that can bring about the end of the planet. I would hate to see that. But if the free will of humans is so terribly used, I'm not going to stop it. I would be very sad if humans destroyed themselves. But that is a result of the free will. Many of you say, the politicians are making the decisions. There's nothing I can do. Well, most politicians are elected. Now, there are also dictators. You're seeing great examples of that in the world today, and they're taking hundreds of thousands of lives. China and Russia have basically dictatorships. The individuals that run those countries have very little control over them. And they are making terrible decisions that will destroy many individuals, many homes, many towns. You see, power does terrible things to an individual. They believe the individuals with that power, they become godlike. Well, they're not godlike. I am God, and I can tell you what it's like. I would never, ever come up with a plan that would kill individual people. I want you to understand that there are powers on the planet. The Earth has natural powers of immense proportion. The Earth can create volcanoes, earthquakes, and those natural events will take innocent lives. That is not of my design. That is simply a result. There's always a balance. If there's a powerful force, there is also a force negating that power. On the planet Earth, earthquakes are created when the tectonic plates move. But they only move so far, and they stop moving, and that is the end of the earthquake. So there was this period of terrible time, a very short duration, where people's lives were taken, properties were destroyed. But keep in mind this. The people who were killed in such natural disasters come back to heaven and start their new life. Many of them laid that out in their life plan. Many of them wanted to shorten their lives and return because heaven is such a grand place. Earth is very difficult, and heaven is paradise. So you see, everything has a reason. Even the worst events, the ones that take people's lives, have a good ending. because that person returns to heaven. Your life depends on your decisions. If you make good ones, when you return to heaven, you will be rewarded. If you make decisions that draw you away from me and my teachings, then you will not be rewarded, to say the least. I don't want you to fear me. I want you to love. I want you to love me and all those around you. If you do that, you will have a wonderful life and a wonderful judgment when you return. People that hate are ruining their own lives and are hurting their judgment when they return to heaven. Hate can destroy everything. Hate is the most destructive of the emotions in individuals. Hatred can lead you to take actions that you should never, ever consider taking. Love can get you in trouble, but it is far better to make a mistake in your, so shall we say, love life, than it is to hate and cause destruction. I want you to focus on sacrifice today. Easter, when you celebrate, my crucifixion is coming. I sacrificed my life at an early age so that I could resurrect. I needed to create that miracle that people would remember and never forget. The greatest miracle that ever took place was my resurrection. And I wanted people to realize that I had sacrificed in a great way. I didn't have to die on the cross. If I'd have died of a heart attack, no one would have remembered me. This great man lived, but he fell over in the middle of the street with a heart attack. I don't think that would have read well in the Bible or in any of the Gospels that survived. I knew that my death had to be memorable. I knew that dying on a cross and then coming back in a resurrection was a process that would be remembered for hundreds of generations. It's still remembered and commemorated today by billions of people, so I guess my idea was a success. But at the time that it happened, I was the same as you are. I felt the same pains that you feel. I thought many of the same thoughts that you feel. And I knew that my life was going to be ended violently. I sacrificed my entire happiness and life so that you would remember the message of God that I tried to bring you. So you see, nothing's simple. Everything involves sacrifices. I want you to look at my life, the end of my life, as a sacrifice, because my ministries were wonderful. I loved the people around me. I loved those that listened. I loved speaking the words, and I loved healing. I loved miracles. I did all of them. I fulfilled my life ambition. And then I sacrificed it so that you would remember me and what I did. So maybe that'll give you a little different way of looking at Easter and the celebration that's coming. I would just want you to focus on the process. I had to die on the cross so that I could resurrect. And that resurrection would be something that would last in the minds of humans for thousands of years. So goodbye. Next week is going to be another special message. Get ready to celebrate the Easter holiday. Don't commercialize it. Focus on it for what it is. So goodbye, and we will be back again next week. Thank you, Father, once again, another wonderful message. I wish that people would listen. I wish that we could bring more of them to you to hear your messages. So thank you all for listening, and I will be back again next week. And I assure you that it will be special.